The mantra for the Anahata Chakra visits your heart lotus. I venerate, revere, render devotional service this pair of swans which swim in the mind of the great, feeding on the unique honey of the lotus, the heart. That is the opening of understanding. From their chatter comes the development of the 18 kinds of knowledge, and by using them, one acquires all qualities out of the facts, just like taking the milk from water. Devotion is an antidote to all self-glorification. The devotional approach includes reverence as well as a knowing and recognizing of the greater power. Being devoted to Shiva Shakti, symbolized as a pair of swans in the lake of the mind becomes saturated with the milk of divine wisdom. Through devotion, the devotee opens up like the lotus in the light of the sun. Thereby one becomes receptive to divine knowledge, manifest in many ways. By application of this knowledge to living, one is like the bee, collecting honey from the flowers. One emulates the swan, learning to take the divine milk from the water of illusion. When there is devotion, then there is a natural kind of humility. You don't have to make an effort and say, by God, this was my ego again. Now how do I become humble? And you try to be humble, you certainly know from experience that's no way in truly being humble. Humility has to come as spontaneous as joy of giving. But devotion is something that continuously can express itself. I have been terribly criticized by Westerners. There were about 30 around Shivananda Ashram for the month of his birthday. And saying to me, but you're a white woman. It's terrible. How do you behave? But I said, he has something I want. But yes, but you don't have to sit on his doorstep. Oh, I said, I have to sleep on his doorstep so I can absorb it all, even in my unconscious. There's a limited time that I have, not only because of my visa or things like this, but about the opportunity. Whenever God gives us a hand and tries to pull us up out of the ditch, that's the time when we have to make the effort. You don't know if that opportunity comes again. And for many people, it does not come again for many a lifetime. So you cannot afford to refuse it. Even if this is only the knowledge of the heart, I certainly didn't understand it here. But my intuitive perception, my knowing in my heart, that I knew this is what I must do if that is what I want. And I was set that against what I wanted. And I pursued it that way. And at one time, there were even my diary become available, so you will know what has gone on in India. It was not a bed of roses, and nothing was ever presented to me on a platter. And not only before going to India came a lot of temptations. While I was there, a number of people came, maybe because I was a Westerner, and said, come be the Holy Mother of my ashram. I will make everything so neat and clean like you Westerners like it. What he was telling me, you don't really like the dirt in Shivananda Ashram, don't you? So you see, I'm putting out here, really, I'm putting out a bait. And I have seen that happen many times with people's lives. They don't have enough discrimination to know when it's a temptation and when it is not. So it is very important, but if you are a true devotee of the Most High, and again you can also refer to the Christian teaching, what does Jesus say? If you ask for bread, you will not be given any stones. Because if your physical parents will give you any bread when you ask, they won't give you any stones. What makes you think your Heavenly Father will? But most people want to make a bargain, which is up to a point. Okay, if what you offer in the bargain is worth the bargain, you will get your bargain. But if you only want to bargain to think that you get the bigger end of the stick, no. That you get all the icing of the cake, that won't work. There has to be the true giving from the heart. You can say, oh well, I give this much donation, and then according to the law, very soon I shall get 3, 4, 5 times much back. No, you already do this. So your giving has never become a giving. I know a couple of people who have done this and came angrily racing at me and say, but I didn't get anything back. Because I said, you just gave for the sake of getting more. You already started this. That kind of a bargain doesn't work. But if you say here, I'm desperate, and if you will help me, I will offer something in return, it has always worked. Anyone that I have met who has been not necessarily only a terminal cancer case, but who has been in similar situation, when I said, well, why do you think your life should be spared? You have anything to offer? Or you just want to keep on your selfish way of living? Why should you feel better? Why should you have a radiant health? For what? To carry on your old ways? If you will offer something, give something back to life, yes, and then health may return. So I have a little lily pool, lotus pool. They open only after the sun is out for 2 hours. And just about when the sun is not strong enough anymore, about this time, they slowly try all to close. Open up only. No wonder that these flowers have been used in the spiritual teachings as an example. So you too, as a human flower, can open up to the divine light, to the divine wisdom, to the divine honey, which will sustain you. Jesus said, we don't live by bread alone. So, that's a different way of saying the same thing.